This is The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk to researchers and food experts on how to better feed the world. My name is Gloria Nzeka, and I'm your host. In today's episode, Sharon Hooper, Amber Bassett, and Karen Sitchi, three researchers in the Department of Plant, Soil, and Microbial Sciences at Michigan State University, discuss the experimental work they are conducting with beans as part of a project to improve bean quality. They work in the Food Legume Genetics Quality Lab, where they conduct research on dry beans. That includes black beans, kidney beans, and pinto beans. And the focus is on food quality related topics, such as how people use the beans.
We're looking at genetic variability for things that influence the quality aspects. So that could be things like canning quality, because if we're thinking about beans in the U.S., the most common way that we eat beans is in a can. So we would think about how well do they look when they're in a can.
For canned beans, what are the main things they look at?
Whether or not the beans are splitting, what the broth looks like, if it's cloudy or if it's clear. It's more specific than you would think. It's kind of I think the average person doesn't open a can of beans and think about all the work that went into it necessarily. And then for black beans in particular, we look at color because some black beans will can and lose their color and fade to either a brown or kind of a gray color, which is not as appetizing to people. And for people particularly who have culturally have a high consumption of black beans, they expect black beans to look black. And so if you open up a can of black beans and it's not black, then it just doesn't look like what you expect, and it seems like maybe there's something wrong with it. So we look at those aspects, and so we do a kind of a small scale canning process with a lot of different types of beans, and open them up and have people evaluate them. And we take kind of texture measurements of, if you smush the beans, you know, what's the force rating that comes from that? And that tells you generally, are they very split? Because if they're mushy, nobody wants to eat that. And there's also just a general appeal of the color. Like some beans, just when you can them, they don't look very good. And if that doesn't look good or appetizing to people who know beans pretty well, then probably somebody who's trying beans for the first time when they open a can is not going to want to eat that.
Another thing that the lab pays attention to is cooking time, which in some parts of the world can be a real limitation.
And especially where beans are a staple in Africa, firewood is a main way that the beans are cooked. So a lot of times it takes quite a bit of firewood to cook beans, and sometimes people don't necessarily choose to eat beans. So we're trying to find beans that cook faster. So that's the aspect of plant breeding and genetics there, is we want to find something that is faster cooking by selecting genetic variability for this trait.
The way that they do it is by studying hundreds of different varieties of beans from all over the world, which are collected through a germplasm bank, a repository that preserves genetic resources such as seeds or tissues.
And then we grow them all in a single environment, and we measure the difference variability in cooking time. And then we say, oh, this is the range we can find under our particular conditions. We can find beans that cook in 15 minutes, and we can find others that cook in 90 minutes, all grown in the same environment, all grown in the same conditions. So what we want to do is we say, look at these ones that cook in 15 minutes or so. Let's see if we could somehow transfer that trait, that fast cooking trait, to other varieties that are more favorable for the particular growing condition or higher yielding.
Besides cooking time, the lab also works on producing different flavors in beans.
A lot of people think that all beans kind of taste the same, or they don't really know what to do with their beans, you know. In the U.S., we eat them in chili and baked beans and refried beans, and then people don't tend to get much more creative beyond that. So flavor is one thing that we could definitely improve, because we haven't been paying attention to that necessarily in our breeding efforts. So there's an opportunity to have, you know, more consistent beans flavor every year, and to kind of make the differentiation between seed types a little bit clearer, and also to improve flavor in regards to a processed product, because maybe the way a bean tastes when you boil it on the stove isn't going to carry through to a product in the same way. And maybe if you're making, you know, a bread product out of beans, you don't necessarily want it to taste like beans. So there's an opportunity there to find beans that already exist and figure out what flavor properties they have that contribute to a nice tasting end product. And also just in general to encourage people to eat more beans. If they like the way that they taste, then they're more likely to pick them up.
There are a lot of food legumes out there. What led the lab to focus on beans specifically?
You have such diversity with beans, as Karen mentioned. You have black beans, red kidney beans, white kidney beans, pinto beans. And so there is a huge diversity with beans in general. And not only that, they're extremely versatile. You can use them in almost any dish. You could use them in a chili. You could use them in a soup. You could eat them in a salad. And so, you know, there is a lot to play with as well. Additionally, they're extremely nutrient dense. So they're high in protein, and with this whole new protein, people wanting high protein foods that are not animal products. So this would be good for people to consume. So you have high protein, high fiber, they're high in minerals and vitamins. And the good thing as well is that they have a very small amount of fat, about 1-2% fat content, so that's good. And if you're into gluten-free eating or you're into veganism, then beans would be extremely good for you to be consuming. Plus, they're cheaper than animal meat products, so that's pretty good why we're, you know, getting involved in working with beans.
In addition to coming up with varieties of beans that cook faster, the three researchers are now exploring beans as a healthy ingredient for people who have dietary restrictions.
You have a lot of persons now who are coming forward with celiac disease, and so you want to be able to provide them with a nutrient-dense, gluten-free ingredient. When you think of rice, which doesn't have high protein, it doesn't have high fiber, and so we wanted to look at an ingredient that would provide all of those for persons who have celiac disease or a person who just want to eat gluten-free as well. So we look at different bean varieties. We have been looking at different milling methods as well, in terms of to see how the different milling methods would affect the flour that is generated, and look at different bean varieties. So we have milled red kidney, black beans, yellow beans, there are yellow beans as well. And so we have made, use these flours to make pasta. So we have a pasta in our lab now, which is about 90% bean flour. Tastes pretty good, doesn't it? And so, yeah, we have been doing that. So what we are currently looking at are some of the functional properties. So how would this ingredient behave in our product, whether it's in a baked good, whether it's in a pasta. And so we're looking at some of those properties and how they would affect the end use of our bean flour.
When working with black beans, canning quality is important. However, it is another aspect of black beans that is gaining traction.
Black beans make beautiful pasta. The black pasta is very popular now, and in fact, that's what I think, that's like the biggest type of bean pasta you can find that's actually commercially produced now. Is people like the black color of the pasta, so that's one thing. And then one type of bean we work with, black beans. Another one we focus on quite a bit are yellow beans. Yellow beans are a minority class in the U.S. They're not really known by many people, but we're trying to expand that market because we think they have potential because they're fast cooking.
The fact that one can get pasta, bread, and other products out of beans is pretty amazing. And by producing a variety of bean products, researchers in the Food Legume Lab at Michigan State hope that Americans would increase their fiber intake.
In reality, U.S. consumers don't really eat that many beans. They don't get enough fiber out of their diet, and beans are very rich in fiber. So we see the U.S. consumer as our main stakeholder. But then we also work with, we're very interested in the farmers. Michigan is the number two bean growing region in the country. And so we're really interested in finding new markets for beans to benefit the farmers as well.
Send us your comments or questions at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com or leave your comments in the comment sections below this post. The Food Fix is a production of the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism at Michigan State University. My name is Gloria Nzeka. Thank you for listening.